Loyal lovers, listen well to this story which I'll tell, wherein I briefly will relate what I heard rehearsed between a young man and his mate is here most neatly versed. I walked forth one evening tide by a pleasant greenwood side. A pretty couple there I spied, young Cupid by them hovered. I saw them walk and heard them talk, yet I was not discovered. The young man from Northampton came, yet I'll not declare his name, lest I should procure the blame that doth attend a prater, and in the end I make my friend become a perfect hater. She was a very gallant lass, many maids she did surpass. She was so fair, I vow and swear, 'twas pity to deceive her. And since that day I heard some say she was a bone lace weaver.
Well met, fair mistress, quoth the man, thus to courting he began. If I may have what I do crave, I'll not stand long disputing, but yield to me, and thou shalt see, I'd rather be saluting. Here's a fit, convenient place, prithee, love, let us embrace. There's no man nigh that can espy or hear what may be spoken. Be kind to me, and thou shalt see, I'll give thee many a token.
The damsel, smiling in his face, said, sir, I'm fearful to embrace, for young men are deceitful ware, and jeers in them are reigning. Therefore, begone, let me alone, I do not know your meaning. You say convenient now it is, there's no place set to do amiss. Therefore, I'll say I'll not obey, nor yield to such delusion, lest at the last, when pleasure's past, it turns to my confusion.
Oh, dear love, be you content, for I am not lustful bent. It is pure love that makes me move such questions now unto you. You see, I stand with cap in hand on purpose for to woo you. Canst thou love me, prithee speak, or else my tender heart will break? For Cupid, he hath wounded me, and made a deep incision. My lovesick breast can take no rest, you have me in derision.
Fie, young man, what ado you keep? You talk as though you wanted sleep. Can any be in love so free in this our English nation? Love cannot make a heart to break, 'tis but dissimulation. Be civil, sir, and let me come. My mother wanteth me at home. To stay the night will her affright, and breed a great distraction. Twixt her and I most certainly, because of time detraction.
Sweetheart, I have a fine estate, sufficient to maintain a maid. Then be not coy, my only joy, my dearest love and honey, but condescend now in the end to join in matrimony. I am the man upon my life, that will make thee a married wife. I'll give thee rings and pretty things that's fit for recreation. We'll spend the night in ready light to drive away vexation.
When she had heard what he did say, she had no power to say him nay. By this you know that goods will woo better than complimenting. But this, I'm sure, love will endure when lands and goods is wanting. Quoth she, and if you'll faithful prove, and constant as the turtle dove, I unto you will be as true, if things may right be carried, then point a day without delay, wherein we may be married. These lovers then were both agreed, and homewards they returned with speed. With kisses sweet he did her greet, she lovingly did take it. They plighted troth betwixt them both, and vow they'd never break it. I, hearing of this pretty jest, to make a song I thought it best. If any he shall angry be with him that now hath penned it, let him, I say, without delay, go take his pen and mend it.